Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with my minute advice. People sit there and they say, oh man, debt is bad, blah, blah. Yo, debt is good. I know people are like, oh my God, what are you talking about? You crazy. You know what? I'm unfollowing you. Unlike, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? Let me explain what I mean by debt is good. At the end of the day, you don't get anything if you don't have any type of leverage. And debt sometimes is leverage. Like, for example, I own a home. I owe for that home, but I could leverage that to get more money. So debt is good sometimes. If I have a whole bunch of credit cards on my credit report, but none of them, all of them at zero, that hurts me. Nobody wants to lend me money because I don't use my available credit. I always look at debt like, as soon as you get a credit card, I look at it as debt, like straight up debt. And you say, well, it's not debt because you ain't spend it, but the potential for you to spend it is there. I took a credit line with somebody. I went into debt with this business. So they are loaning me $2,000 credit limit. And at the end of the day, just because I didn't spend it, that credit limit is there. So I have an account with you and I'm in debt to you for that $5,000 if and when I choose to spend it. And at the end of the day, you could use that to build your wealth. Debt builds up credit. Because if you have credit cards and you have no debt, then your credit does not go up because there's nothing you're doing. So people don't understand, and it's how you use your debt. I use my debt well. I'm using my debt to refinance things. I'm using my debt to get credit available to invest in other businesses that returns money. So my debt, my income coming in is bigger than my debt. See, that's how you want to get. So that's how I do. I leverage my house. I leverage my company, my assets and stuff like that. Like, I put thousands upon thousands of dollars in redesigning my business. I went into debt to do that, but I'm getting money because of that debt. And once that debt is paid off, then I'm going into debt again to earn more money. It's an outflow. You have to understand how money is. Money is very fluid. And if you don't use it that way, if you just get your money, you save it, it's not going to do nothing for you because you're not going to really build enough interest on your money for it to make sense. So you have to use that money to make you more money. It's a game you have to play. When you understand when money is fluid and you play the game right, you'll be fine. But what we don't do is we get stupid debt. Like, we have $8,000 in credit cards because we went out shopping. How's that helping you out? Debt is not 100% debt. Like, if you have a $5,000 credit card, okay, $1,000 on it is cool. But if you have $5,000 on it and that $5,000 wasn't invested in a business or something else that's going to get you more money, then that is bad debt. So understand the difference between good debt and bad debt. I personally right now have gotten from the point of bad debt to good debt because now my debt is helping me to accumulate more money. So you have to decide what is bad debt or good, because you have to go in debt some way. But what is good debt? What's bad debt? Like, student loans is a good debt because it got you a degree, which is getting you a job and you're working right now. It sucks you got to pay it back, but it's good debt because you got that degree, which is making you money. And to be honest, I've made more money off of my degree over the years than my debt for the degree. So just know what good debt and bad debt is, but debt is good. Remember that. Hey, appreciate you checking out the Minute Advice Podcast. If you want to check out more of my podcast, go to CasanovaWilliams.com, or you can check me out on all social media. Just type in Casanova Williams.